Senator Bette Davis became the first African-American to be elected to the Alaska Senate in 2000. Before that, the Democrat served three terms in the House of Representatives. A former social worker, Davis's priorities have been children, education, health, and social issues. Davis recently traded out 70% of her old East Anchorage district for other communities farther east.
I've talked to a lot of people. I've sent out materials. I've been visiting in my new district, which is Eagle River.
Davis's District M was just reorganized by redistricting. During that process, she lost a stronghold, Airport Heights, and gained neighborhoods as far out as Eagle River. She says she suspects manipulation in the redistricting.
They did that strictly to try to make that a district that could be won by a Republican. I'm a part of the Senate Majority Caucus, and the governor's openly come out saying he's trying to dismantle that because he doesn't want that to exist. And the lines have been drawn to really give advantage to the people that's serving in Eagle River.
Davis grew up in Louisiana. She came to Alaska about 40 years ago with her husband, who was in the military. She ran for the Anchorage School Board, beating out about two dozen competitors, and eventually became chair. Then a House seat opened up in Juneau. She ran, and she won. Along the way, she served on the State Board of Education and on boards of several women's organizations. Of her competitor, fellow Democrat Harry Crawford, who she says she supported as a representative in her district, Davis says she was surprised he challenged her.
He came to me and asked me if I would withdraw from the race, and I told him I would not. He is my rep on one side of my district here, and I've done everything that I could to support him. I was surprised that another Democrat... It didn't show a whole lot of respect, as far as I'm concerned, for him to come out and say, oh, well, I think I'm the best candidate, so I foul at the last minute to run for that seat. I still refuse to withdraw, and so here we are in a primary.
On the issue of forward funding for the Anchorage School District, Davis is in favor of it.
I've been pushing for that for years. We never really have forwarded, but we have early funded. About 2 years ago, we had a three-year window where we had that for 3 years. And it works very well because you get to get the money to the school district or let them know what they're going to get in a timely manner so they don't have to go through the process of pink slipping their teachers because they don't know the amount of money they're going to have.
And she says she supports increasing the base student allocation, the amount of money allotted per student to the school district. On lowering taxes for oil companies, Davis says,
we might need to lower it, but that's not determined that it is. And if you look at what's happening on the North Slope at this point, we have more people working there than ever at the present time. Our economy is not in a bad shape, but that's not to say that we don't need to at least talk and explore what we can do. I have nothing against the oil companies. I know that 90% of our monies for our budget come from energy, and quite naturally, I want to do whatever I can to keep that.
On affordable housing, Davis says she wants to help, but wasn't specific about how. As far as health care, Davis says the governor should have accepted the initial funding to set up the health care exchange required by the Affordable Care Act.
There will be an exchange set up. It might have federal money in it, but we still will have to put money in it also. So it's not like they're going to set it up and run it in its entirety. We will have to be participating in that. And so I think that's a grave mistake that we made by not accepting the money.
On the topic of anticipated growth and increasing diversity, Davis says it's important to ensure that every child in the Anchorage School District gets a high-quality education. And equally important, she says, is that there be room for them to become leaders in, say, the legislature.
Of the legislature now, there are 60 members. There is only 12 women out of the 60 that serves in the legislature. There's Native people, there. I guess there's 8 or 9 of them, House and Senate combined, and myself. There are no other minorities represented at that level. I think any government organization should represent the people that it has in its constituents. And that's, you know, something that we're working on.
Whether Davis will continue as senator for District M will be determined in the primary election on August 28th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.